Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Hello, Sydney. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Mick and MG in the morning with the whole team on deck, accounted for and present. Hello, MG. Hello, Kat. Hello, Natasha
Hello.
Belling.
Morning,
all. Good morning.
Morning, morning.
Dave O'Neill coming up a little later. Looking forward to hearing what he's got to say. I believe he's doing a local gig. Cannot wait. And so much more to get through, all your favourites. And as Mad Monday approaches,
yes.
People are sitting at home on the Husqvarna making their costumes. In Kat's case, still trying to find a costume that fits, I believe. Is that what you were saying yesterday? No, I'm only repeating what Kat said.
I'm not offended. I have found one. It's a stretchy material. Cleopatra has a dress that actually is below my crotch. So that's a problem I was having with the costume shop.
Well, that's a sad development. It's going to negatively impact attendance, I would have thought. And,
sorry,
and hey, we can sneak you in. We can roll you up in a rug.
Yes.
And sneak you in like Cleopatra.
Solomon's carpets.
And maybe get you to get bitten by a snake.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Isn't that how she died? Didn't she get bitten by a snake?
Oh, did she? Maybe I'll put a snake around my neck.
Okay. It's getting a kind of stripper
escalated.
Vibe all of a sudden.
Yeah, it is, hasn't it? Oh, well.
Tash, what are you doing? You kept changing. You were Tina Turner one day.
I think I'm going to stick with Tina. I do love Tina. And she passed away recently, so it's a lovely tribute.
Helen Mirren.
All right, you're not doing Tina like now, are you? We're not going to roll up in a coffin.
No,
Proud Mary keeps on burning.
We could put you in the coffin and set you up as like a buffet.
Yeah, come as the queen, ex-queen.
Or Kate Middleton.
Oh, let it go. Let it go.
Jeez. Wow. Time for a bit of this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Humdinger. All thanks to Makita. They are the best in the business, bar none. Make no mistake. And they've forked out again on a freshie, $200 for a brand new Hummin Classic. Archie's on the line. How are you, Archie?
Yeah, mate. I'm here. My name's
I'm good. Where are you calling from, Archie?
Kurnell.
Kurnell. What's happening in Kurnell?
Great spot.
Not much. It's just far away, you know.
No, I won't accept that. I want to know, what are people talking about in Kurnell?
The old Elvis impersonator down at the local club on the weekend was pretty funny.
Now we're talking.
Now you're talking turkey. Old Elvis or young Elvis?
Oh, middle age, I reckon.
No one does young Elvis.
You can't, because he's too good.
Too sexy.
Whereas anyone can do old Elvis. I could turn up to our Mad Monday as old Elvis.
I can do that.
I could come in there and wear a jumpsuit and pop a couple of buttons. All right, Archie, you are the first cab off the rank. You know how the segment works?
Yeah, you hum a song and I got to try and guess it.
All right, don't sound so bored by the concept, all right? It's a ripper and it's $200 on the line. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. It's a new song. It's always a nervous time for me.
Yes.
It's like releasing a new single. You know what I mean? This is my first one off the album. Whoa. I think I've cranked that out for the first day. All right, Simon, you've heard the humming. It's your call. What do you make of it?
The Coldplay song, the Viva La
He's gone with Coldplay.
Viva La Viva.
Viva La Viva. It's close but no cigar. And when I say close, it might not be close. It's just, it's a flat-out miss.
But luck, Archie.
Make no mistake, Archie, you came to play and you gave it a crack. It's a Mick and MG bum bag for you and a slab of Jetty Road.
Yeah.
Hey.
which will be flowing at Mad Monday. Good on you, mate.
It jackpots $400 for the next day. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple E.
Tick tock, tick tock. Checking the latest online. It's Mick Talk.
Sure is. We scour the platforms. We try and work out what everyone's talking about. I've left it up to Tash today and I look forward to see where she's gone. This will be surprising.
Oh, yeah.
She'll have uncovered something previously we haven't talked about on this program, I would suggest.
Sorry what to have disappoint. You got? Shock us. It's called go. Two words, Princess Kate.
Oh, Ken.
Oh. Come on, man. Come on, man.
It is the top trending topic around the world. It is. Everyone's fascinated that she went missing in action. There's been a key development this week.
She had an operation.
Abdominal
surgery. Went to hospital. She had an operation. She's recuperating at home. End of story. Yeah. What's the conspiracy theory?
There is no conspiracy. Stop throwing facts at me. This is exactly what's happening. Kate, is she's what's... been spotted for the first time this week. Allegedly papped in the passenger seat with her mum, Carol, driving.
Oh. And where were they going?
Well, we don't know. Apparently they were around Windsor, but there's been no details on exactly where they were papped, where they were going. So I'm
surely
just
we know where they were. Surely they were followed. You would know where they're going. What did they knock over a 7-Eleven? Were they going to the drive-in? What was happening?
They were spotted around Windsor, but we just, a lot of people, and it's not just me, a lot of royal commentators have questioned the timing of this. The speculation about where is Kate? She's been missing in action since late last year. And then all of a sudden, there's front and centre paparazzi shot.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure that there was just a carpooling exercise? They just had to get her in the car?
No, MG?
What's the sinister, what's everyone's sinister, undertow of all this? Is there something going on that they think there's something related to someone else, or is just that she's had enough of maybe the public life? What's the common consensus?
Well, there's been a lot of people saying she did have major abdominal surgery late last year and she's got the right to recover in privacy, right? But it sparked a lot of speculation about why all of a sudden silence from the UK press and there's been no official update at all on how she's travelling.
I think she's dead. I think she died. And that is just someone in a wig. That's Prince William in a wig and glasses pretending to be Kate.
That's Prince Harry.
While I try and work out what to do with the body.
You're not the first one that's alleged that.
Oh,
you too.
Oh, no.
That's alleged. What's going on. Or it was Kate and her mum going on a Thelma and Louise style journey. They'll drive off a cliff. That's where they were heading.
Yeah, looks like John Lithgow out of the world, according to Garp.
Okay, seriously now. How did we end up here? I would like that to become some new theory. You could be a royal watcher. You know that?
I like sausages, why not?
You could woof all of Prince Charles, King Charles' fingers.
I'd bite him off.
You should never go to a Bunning sausage sizzle, King Charles. You come out with a couple of stumps.
Just take the bread roll and bite his hand.
Okay.
Kate to drive you there. So in your heart of hearts, what's happened?
I just think there's been concerning silence
from what's
the royal
happened?
Family.
You've what got do you a think? Theory.
What's your thoughts?
I think maybe something's happened medically. She probably had the surgery. I think there were complications afterwards and they were genuinely concerned about her health.
I say she died during childbirth. So she... giving birth to the next king of England, who is no longer with us.
I'm just saying all is not well after Queen Elizabeth passed away.
Oh, and
spoiler alert, in case you're just tuning in. All right.
Oh, God.
We're done.